Today, joined by Joe Gibbs. He is, Joe is one of many people that showed up at the meeting of the Boone County Board of Supervisors this week, or last week, when they were talking about selling the county home property. And as I've said before, Joe's been to the supervisors meeting more than once over the years on this on the county home property. Joe, first, thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I know that you've been involved with a couple of different groups, actually, have been very active using the grounds out there. And again, depending on, let's go back to the beginning part. I think you were part of a radio-controlled flying group.
Yeah, we were called ourselves the Boone County Radio Control Club. We originally started out at Dick Cecil Park, and we were out there for almost 10 years. And then power company built these high-tension lines up there, and I said, I think it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
It seems like airplanes are attracted, model planes are attracted to power lines and trees. So
we were looking for another spot.
We were looking for another spot, and we went to the supervisors and said, is there anything available that would be available to us? They said, well, we could do Don Williams, or we probably could do the old county home. So we went out and looked the county home, and I'm like, this is perfect out here. There's no power lines. There's no trees on the east side of the field. So, yeah, we started up out there. We had a nice group going. We probably had 12, 15 guys, and we had model airplane fly-ins, so like, kind of like the full-scale
Sure. Planes
would do at the airport.
I can remember. You had people come from all over the Midwest.
We had some good turnouts there for that. So a lot of fun there. And a lot of father-son stuff started up with it, and They all had a good time with it. So the group kind of dwindled a little bit through attrition, if you will, that some people moved away. Unfortunately, some people died. So there's not quite as many people using the field as there used to be, but It's still semi-active.
Okay, so we still have a radio control. Okay, I got to ask you this question since you're on the airport, too. drones, an impact on the radio-controlled flying?
Regulation-wise, yes, it did. You had to register your aircraft. You had to keep an identification number in with it and stuff, which We never had to do before. We just had to restrict our, how close we were in proximity to a full-scale airport, so Which we are far enough away from that not to affect traffic.
Yeah. But I was curious because I know that a lot of people now, instead of going with working on the radio control planes, because if you ever go and look at some of the YouTube videos, we may not have had the jets, but you had some pretty good-sized planes that would fly out there.
We had a gentleman in one of our fly-ins come up from Des Moines. He had an 18-foot model of a B-17. That was spectacular to see that in the air. Yeah.
Yeah. So the group, again, it's smaller now than it was, but still out there.
Yeah, they're still out there. So,
so you were doing that, but then you also got involved with another group.
Yeah. My wife was watching these people train dogs down in Des Moines, and it's an old German sport called Schützen. And what it is, and actually what it was, is a breed suitability test for dogs. And they mostly involved German Shepherd, Malinois, Rottweiler type dogs like that. Mm-hmm. So, and it was a three-phase sport. So one was obedience, which is, this is an extremely high level of obedience for these dogs. Another part of it was tracking. So, and it was just basically tracking human scent. So a person would just basically walk out in a field, and the dog, as part of the test, was its ability to track and stay on the track. And the final phase of it was a protection phase. And this is a little bit like a canine work, Where the dog has to search for what we call the helper. He's the one with the bite sleeve. And they have to successfully do that and then stop and guard the helper. So part of that test then is like a prisoner attempting to escape, and the dog stops him, by biting and holding on to the sleeve. And Not only the impressive part of it, it was the fact that the dog comes off the sleeve on command. So that's what intrigued my wife and impressed her so much. It's not so much the fact that they can attack the handler and bite the sleeve, but the fact is when the handler tells them to come off the sleeve, they immediately come off. And then part of that is they do an escort, just like they might escort a prisoner from one building to another. So this is all part of their what started out as a breed suitability test for these dogs. So,
sure.
So this group was looking for, they had been training down in the Des Moines area, and they were looking for a more suitable place to permanently train. So my wife asked me, she says, do you think they could maybe use part of the county grounds there? So I said, well, let's go ask the supervisor. So went to the current supervisor board and told him what the sport was all about, and they said, absolutely, help yourself. Mm-hmm. So the county home building was still up at the time, was probably up for another close to 2 years when they the dog club started out there.
So we're talking late 90s, maybe early 2000s.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I think, yes, exactly about that timeline. So we've had international trainers come and hold seminars and stuff out there. So we've had people come from around the Midwest to attend with their dogs, and some just to come and what we call audit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just watching the process there and stuff. So, yeah, we've had them come from Holland and Germany, Czechoslovakia, Austria. Just recently, we had a young man here. We had a three-day seminar with him. So we've also done problem dogs and trainings out there. We've invited the public, you know, if they've got issues with their dog, please come on out and we'll see what we can do to help you.
Now, this particular group, again, over time, has sometimes it gets bigger, sometimes it gets a little smaller. Depends who's available and who gets heavily involved with it, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like myself. My dog's 10 years old, and he's retired from the sport, but I still try to help out there. I had the opportunity to work with a professional trainer for close to 18 months, and this woman was a three-time national champion in obedience and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, when you want to learn, you go to the mountain and listen to Muhammad. So that's exactly what I had the opportunity to do with the club out in Illinois. So I tried to take that knowledge. I wanted to be a sponge and soak up as much of her knowledge on this sport and bring it back here. So we always got dogs that retired, then you got young dogs that come along.
Sure.
And so it's kind of a continuing endeavor.
You were out there doing that, and we also know that we did have canine training out there for law enforcement.
Yes,
we did have a couple of different times they'd been out there, and when the building was still there too, I know they would work the building too.
Yeah, I think they used the building as a search, using their search dogs or the canines like that, looking for people. They had their hide boxes outside. And one of the canine trainers actually come to one of our seminars and used his dog on the instructor there and stuff, and it was very dramatic and very entertaining. The gentleman that was doing the seminar there, he was from Holland, and you know, he was on the ground rolling around with this dog on the bite sleeve. He's yelling and screaming, just like what you think someone getting attacked by a canine dog would do, you know, trying to get the dog off the sleeve. But
sure,
dog did its job. He never come off and stuff, and it was something to watch.
Well, we do. Those are just a couple of the groups that have been out there.
Yes.
And again, that's part of why I know you communicate with the supervisors and have kept up on what's happening there. The matter of selling the ground, and I know that this isn't the first time the topic has come up.
Yeah, you're right. Just a couple other things I wanted to note about its use. It sounds like we're the only people that use a property, and we're not. Actually, it was out there last fall, a year ago, and I don't know for sure. I was just maybe out there with my hunting dog, but a pickup truck and a trailer rolled in and got back in the northeast corner, and I wasn't paying much attention to it, and finally I looked over, and they're pulling this basket out of the trailer, and I'm going, geez, I got a hot air balloon here, and that's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boy Scouts have used that, too, for model rocket launching areas. So,
oh, sure.
Again, far enough away from the airport not to affect operations out there. And
pretty wide open, especially,
yes.
You know, it is a wide open space outside of a few trees around where the home had been at one time, too.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I know, and again, because you've been out there, you're familiar with the place, I don't want to say, you got some history there. Yeah, knowing the grounds and what was there. But we did have a number of other people that came to the supervisors' meeting. And again, there were some different reasons that they had for opposition to the sale of the grounds, too.
Yes.
And, you know, whether you agreed with them or not, they had some good ideas.
Yeah, there was a naturalist there, and she presented a case about what they called a beetle barrier. And I'm not familiar with, but she was basically explaining that about these Asian beetles and stuff, I think, are very detrimental towards crops and stuff, and they're destructive.
They do like beans, I tell you.
Yeah. So it's like she said, this has been a natural barrier for those, and I never thought of it. And then they were talking about creating a flower garden. And
pollinators.
Pollinator garden out there. And I, Sean, the supervisor, had called me several months ago about that. And I thought, that's a terrific idea. I'd love to see it out there. I said, but don't you do know that they're talking about selling the grounds? And he says, no, it's off the table. So unfortunately, in a matter of a couple of months, that changed again. Mm-hmm. And went back to the ground being possibly put up for sale. So I said, you know, some of these things like this are, they need the public's attention. I started an online petition for people who were possibly either opposed or not opposed to it. We got about 270 signatures on that. I stood out in front of Walmart and Casey's asking people if they'd be interested in signing the petition, and we got about 80 signatures there, really in kind of a short order of time, because this whole thing, the process was happening very rapidly. So, you know, they're citizens. I mean, they need their voice to be heard.
Sure.
In this situation, and I'm glad that people stepped up, and especially people that were interested and were knowledgeable. Once they become aware of what was going on, there was a lot of opposition to this, and, you know, on social media and stuff, and people commenting about it, and then people that attended the meeting, you know. So then the Dodge Township presented an offer to become the the custodians or trustees of the property. So we had Sean Bryant, who was in favor of keeping it a park, and Bill Zinn was opposed to it. He's been the proponent for selling it. And then Eric Kissinger was, you know, he says, look, I'm a rules guy. He says, I need to investigate this further, to go with the county attorney and see if this is feasible to turn the property over to the Dodge Township up there. So that's kind of where we're at now. This coming Wednesday, they postponed, you know, a vote on this basically until this coming Wednesday. And hopefully we get some positive results or resolve out of it.
Once again, visiting with Joe Gibbs. He's our guest on our program today as we're talking about the county home property north of town. I'm going to take a quick 1 minute break. We're going to be back and visit some more right after this.
Hi, I'm news correspondent Bob Woodruff. In 2006, a roadside bomb struck the armored vehicle I was riding in while reporting from Iraq. I sustained a life-threatening traumatic brain injury. The military term, got your six, means I have your back. And that day, our service members had mine. During my recovery, I learned firsthand the challenges facing our service members who return home with injuries. While serving, their fellow service members always had their six. Now that they're home, it is our turn. We started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to make sure that the camaraderie and support they relied on in the military carries on, and we need you. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative and help us be there for impacted veteran service members and their families. They've had our backs. It's time we have theirs. Learn more at gotyoursix.org. That's gotyoursix.org. Using the number six.
Once again, visiting with Joe Gibbs today. Again, Joe is, citizen. Let's go with that. Again,
like that.
He's been heavily involved, again, with making use or using different groups that have used the county home property north of Boone. And again, the supervisors had talked about selling that. So we got a chance to visit and talk about his side, too. One of the things you discovered, obviously, is that it really isn't a park, but people use it as a park.
Yeah, and I guess that kind of, I was always curious as to why, you know, you didn't see county maintenance out there. And well, come to find out, when the building was tore down and the sign was put up of the Jack and Ida Long Memorial Park, at that point, the property should have been turned over to the Boone County Conservation Board for their being responsible for it. And that's why if you look for this online, you'll never find it as a county park. You'll find all the other parks that are available. But I like, okay, this brings some clarity here is why no one ever comes out to the park to do maintenance other than they contract to have it mowed. So our dog club and airplane club have pretty much been the custodians out there other than the mowing part. Well, the airplane club mowed their portion. We mowed our portion of it over there just to keep the grass shorter. But it's like when the derecho hit, it was a mess out there.
Mm-hmm.
We had an 18-foot trailer that we loaded as heavy as we could twice to clean up stuff that had been blown down. And we've taken down, I think, 5 dead ash trees out there, too.
Sure.
You know, at no cost to the county or anybody else. So, yeah, and people look at this place. It's a historical place for Boone County. You know, there was you go back to 1849, they had a fire out there on one of the wings where they kept people.
We've had a couple of fires. The facility had a couple of fires.
That was the first one, and 8 people, I believe, died in that. And then, the old building caught on fire, too. I think that was around 1913, around that area. And then, of course, now they built the brick building then after that. So, from a historical standpoint, this is something for the county to, you know, like the trustees up there says, you know, we really need to put up a memorial to these people and, you know, recognize people's sacrifice that worked there and people that had the residents that lived there.
Yeah. We did have a lot of people that worked there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was a big place.
Yep.
A lot in there. We know that the supervisors are going to come back and continue this. The big thing is right now the proposal on the table from township trustees from Dodge Township, and I know they're investigating the legality of that. I think they can gift it, but what can they do? I guess is
Well, obviously they can continue keeping it a park and can develop it more. You know, it's just a nice big open green space out there, and really not much else. But it's, you know, we're out there every Sunday dog training and stuff like that, and we always see people pulling in. You know, they're taking a break there. They're letting their dogs out up on the other side of the field and stuff. We don't bother them. They don't bother us. Things like that when we're doing our training and stuff. It's just been a nice open green space.
It's been a big space that's been available to use.
Yeah.
And accessible. And again, like you said, I'm guessing even young people that are flying drones are learning to fly drones. That's a great way to space. You don't have too many trees to hit there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And we do know that there's still some other county property out there. There is the County Home Cemetery. That's off on the other side of the road. People really don't realize it's there. That's another thing that is still owned by the county.
Yeah, there's another young lady that's working towards trying to create a memorial or at least draw attention to the fact that it's there. My understanding is and I've been back there different times, and there's only 2 headstones left standing with some 70 people buried back there.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
So the home was in use for a lot of years. It was early 2000s when actually the demolition did take place. And as one of the contractors told me, there's a lot of stone and brick buried on the grounds up there.
So. Yeah. We were picking bricks up all over the field out there. And, I think they kind of imploded the building, and what didn't get imploded got hauled away. So, yes, there's a lot of building in the ground out there.
So, anyhow, supervisors will address this again. And I know that if people want to find out about the different clubs like you're involved with or others that are looking at different things for it, we'll see what happens. It'll be a decision that the county board will have to make. So, we do that. I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us.
I appreciate you having me. You know, really, as a citizen of the Boone County and stuff, and I've lived here all my life. If I wasn't involved in the dog clubs or the model airplane clubs out there, I still would have to make my voice heard to primarily that first, and the dog club and airplane club second, because we should be creating more green space, not trying to get rid of them.
All right.
So, thank you.
Joe Gibbs, our guest on our program today on Tuned In. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us.
All right. Thank you.